Ladies and gentlemen, we are rocking out here in Ottawa. This is Kevin from Action for Canada, president of Action for Canada chapter in Ottawa. I have had an extremely busy day on the phone with all sorts of people. We've got businesses, right? For 2 weeks, we knew this convoy was coming. And we've been out there talking to businesses. We've been trying to educate businesses. People boots on the ground, people sending emails, people phoning. We need more of that. Please pick up the phone. Call businesses. Don't ask me, well, who's already been called? Just call them. Doesn't matter if they got 10 or 50 or 200 or 5 phone calls. Doesn't matter. Just call them. Okay? We want local businesses in Ottawa to open up on the 29th, period. Okay? If they need to contact me to get information about how they can stand, if Bylaw Services comes in, no problem. But right now, the focus is just getting them to stand in solidarity with the truckers. And what we need to do is we need to stand in solidarity with the businesses and the truckers as well. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. The line has been drawn in the sand. If we do not support this, okay, and if this initiative does not work, I can't even imagine what's going to happen. We might as well just throw in the towel. Nobody wants to do that. So this is the line that's been drawn in the sand. Thank God for the truckers who've taken this on. We've been waiting now for a very long time, as you know. People that have been following what I've been doing here in Ottawa for the past 6 months, you understand fully the amount of work that's been going into this. People have been pushed out of their jobs unlawfully. Nurses pushed out of their jobs unlawfully. No respect for the law, no respect for the charter, no respect for the Bill of Rights, no respect for the Privacy Act. No respect. Thrown out because of fear and because we have a corrupt government that is enforcing fear and also on side with all of that. Right? Illegally. Look at the true colors that are being seen now. Justin Trudeau out there saying, well, you know, 90% of the truckers are vaccinated. Liar. Untrue. What we need if we want to, you know, get back to and make everything good is just all the, you know, the truckers just all need to be vaccinated. Not your decision, buddy. You're an elected official. You're elected by we the people. And if we the people stand up and say, stick it, Justin, that's what's going to happen. But we need to show a force. We need to support the truckers. We need to support the businesses. We need to be there for this. This is the line that's been drawn in the sand. This is not something that is going to be like, oh, I'm going to go down this weekend. We need to be doing this every day. If this doesn't work, say goodbye to Canada. Okay? This is it. This is the moment that is going to decide where we're going in the future. The future of your children. Are they going to be in masks for the rest of their life? This is the moment. Are they going to have to get vaccinated for the rest of their life? This is the moment. Okay? So, I can't express enough how serious this is, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stand as a populace right now. Peacefully protesting with alongside of the truckers here. Not blocking the streets. Okay, we got to let emergency vehicles through. We don't want to cause any problems. We don't want to give any excuse to get this shut down peacefully. But we need to be present, and we need to make sure that the government knows we're not going away. We need to educate the people in Ottawa who are going to be looking at this and saying, what the hell is going on? Because the media is not doing it. Tell everybody. Call businesses. Wake people up. Get out there. Support the truckers. Contact me if you need to. Let's get this done. This is the line that has been drawn in the sand. The rest of the country is watching us. We've got truckers from all over the country coming to Ottawa. Let's get this done. We're hosting this, guys. We are hosting this. Let's show those truckers that we care.